the accelerator, got to that school as fast as humanly possible, and was sprinting into that building with his sidearm. And he wasn't going to wait for, you know, he didn't need tactical shields. He didn't need five other guys or 10 other guys with ARs going in with him. He was going in. And the cops stopped him and said, you can't go in. Even though your wife called you, even though she's bleeding out, you can't go in. We won't let you. They disarmed him and they held him back. So the dysfunction on display here at a tactical level and the elevation, unfortunately, of cowardice over bravery in that moment by command was appalling. And there do need to be consequences as a result of this. We know enough now. Perhaps have more on this for you tomorrow. Team, really appreciate you listening to Clay and Buck show. And I'm going to be with you for all 3 hours tomorrow, doing the, you know, holding the keys to the Maserati and taking it on a joyride without my main man Clay for a day. But he will be back Monday, and we're looking forward to it. In the meantime, rest up, because I'm telling you right now, tomorrow's going to be a heck of a day, team.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
This is it. Your last chance to win the new $15 million prize of a lifetime from Publishers Clearing House. There are just days left to enter to win $15 million on June 30th. So you must enter at PCH.com before it's too late. $15 million, all for you. But time is running out, so enter now at PCH.com. The $15 million prize of a lifetime. Don't miss your last chance to win it this June 30th. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 6/28. No purchase necessary. Prize paid at least $390,000 annually. Void or prohibited.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
Opioid pain medication took everything that I had. Nothing mattered more than getting my fix. I was on the verge of being homeless. My house was being foreclosed on. Knowing that it could have been prevented makes it worse.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasting
System. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The January 6th Commission is set to convene its fifth round of hearings at this hour. Bob Agnew with that report.
John, today's focus will be on undue pressure. Democrats say former President Trump put on the Justice Department to intervene in the 2020 election after he said irregularities cast doubt on the outcome. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the panel is simply focused on an issue the public doesn't care much about.
The public is focused on why is inflation so high? Why is the border insecure? Crime is rising. Everything is costing more.
And John, this will not only be the final round of hearings for the week, but for the month of June as well. Democrats announcing yesterday they're processing a lot of new material that will force them to postpone next week's scheduled hearings until July. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says a recession is possible, even though the central bank is trying to prevent one. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
In recent days, President Biden and his administration have emphasized that a recession is not inevitable. The Fed chairman took a similar message to Capitol Hill, where he faced skeptical lawmakers. Powell acknowledged that a recession is possible as the Fed pushes interest rates higher. But he said the goal is to achieve a soft landing, a reduction in inflation and a slowdown in growth without triggering a recession and high unemployment. Greg Clugston, the White House.
On the international front, U.S. officials will send another $450 million in military aid to Ukraine. That includes some additional medium-range rocket systems. Officials say the new aid comes just a week after the U.S. announced it will send an additional $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 31 points and the NASDAQ up 102. More at townhall.com.
I've always been kind of cynical towards advertising, which I know doesn't make much sense considering I'm currently recording a commercial. It's all the fluffy words that make us cynical, right? A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, a blue light special, but only, of course, if you call right now. It all kind of makes me nauseous, and yet here I am about to say that right now actually might be a once-in-a-lifetime moment for some of us, and that is the opportunity of a cash-out refinance. Arguably never has there been a moment in time like the last few years where home values have jumped at crazy historical levels, leaving all this extra money sitting inside our homes. A cash-out refinance lets you put that extra money in your pocket to use for life. If you'd like to see your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Maple Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the monsoon season made its presence felt yesterday with a shower or two, but not much else. About 1,000 drops on my car, by the way. Las Vegas Airport reported just traces of rain, while other portions of Las Vegas appeared to get wetter. The National Weather Service forecasts a small chance of a thunderstorm today. Yesterday was the first day of southern Nevada where we experienced any precipitation at all since March 28th. Monsoon season officially began on June 15th. State Senator Scott Hammond, which you've heard on Live and Local, is calling for an audit of all state spending made under Governor Sisolak's COVID-19 emergency declaration, saying some spending may have been corrupted by politics. The Republican from Las Vegas has submitted a request to the State Legislative Commission asking for that audit. Hammond made the request after a ProPublica investigation into North Shore Laboratories found that the COVID-19 testing company provided faulty tests in Nevada. Ammon contends that the company allowed to operate in Nevada due to its connections with the governor. The governor's office said it had no knowledge of the company's operations beyond the investigation.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Had a quick check of the traffic cams right now. Looks like it's moderate flows on Interstate 15 in the resort area right now, mainly between Tropicana and Charleston. Congestion entering downtown 95 eastbound past Southern Rancho, and lane restrictions 515 eastbound at Main Street.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. A big day, and maybe a big couple of days, relative to the United States Supreme Court. Today, the Supreme Court ruling that expands gun rights for the first time, believe it or not, in a decade. Tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, we may get a judgment on what's going to happen with Roe v. Wade in our country. In smack dab in the middle of this is Justice Clarence Thomas. He wrote the majority opinion today in the Supreme Court case that expands gun rights for the first time in a decade. Joining us now, Mark Paoletta. He is the co-author of Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, and he joins us. Mark, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Let me just ask you, the ruling that came down today, it was 6-3. Any surprise in anything you saw out of the ruling today?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at it closely, but great result. It looks like Justice Thomas wrote just an epic opinion, as he always does, taking a deep dive into the history of the Second Amendment and how the court has gotten it wrong over the years. And the added bonus today is that it's his birthday, June 23rd. He's 74 years old. So what a great gift to America for Justice Thomas to give on his birthday.
Mark, I'm curious, and I can't wait to read the book because I'm fascinated by Justice Clarence Thomas. How did you folks hiccup? I know you've got a long-standing history dating back to his confirmation, but can you talk a little bit about how you hooked up on the book?
Sure. So as you said, I met Justice Thomas back in 1983, 40 years ago. And I had a chance to sit down with him. And then I was in the Bush 41 White House, and I was on the confirmation team to get him confirmed. And we became very, very close. I was his right-hand person during that ordeal, truly an ordeal. And over the years, I've helped him on different things when he was writing his memoirs. And I was really angry over in the 2016 period or so when there was just attack upon attack. There was a new movie that had just come out on HBO, Trashing Justice Thomas. And Michael Pack, I connected up with, who's a first-rate filmmaker, documentary filmmaker, and he was interested in doing a documentary on Clarence Thomas. So so that was in 2016, 2017, and Michael Pack interviewed Clarence Thomas for 25 hours, okay, to make this film, which is a spectacular film of the same name, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. And he sat down with Justice Thomas for 25 hours and Ginny Thomas for 6 hours. And when we made the movie, it's only a 2-hour movie. So, you know, but just do the math. all of that other material just gets put on the cutting room floor. And as we were getting it down to 2 hours and losing so many great sequences, my idea was, let's put this into a book to get Justice Thomas's words out there more, honor him by, and informing the American people about this great man and his thoughts. And it's a great, they're great together, because the movie obviously is visual and has, the justice speaking to you. The book has a lot more information. 95% of the book wasn't in the movie. And it was just a treat and an honor to work on it and to work with the justice as he did. He sat for 6 sessions over several months, several hours at a clip. And it was just a treat. And the book is out. It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes and Noble. It's available in bookstores. It's a wonderful book. I urge your listeners to buy it on Justice Thomas's birthday.
On his birthday. What a fitting birthday present. Let me just ask you, Mark, because you were a part of those confirmation hearings. How did they change Justice Thomas? I mean, I would have been bitter and angry. I mean, I watched all of this. I mean, this was right in my wheelhouse. I loved watching the hearings. But how did it change him, or did it change him at all?
He was always under attack from when he came to Washington by the left, by the civil rights groups who hated him because he was a black conservative and he wouldn't bow to them. And so, he'd been used to these attacks. It was something otherworldly at a different level that was so despicable. And so, yes, it destroyed him in a certain way when he was, got through that process. The day that story leaked, which was October 6th, 1991, the Anita Hill allegations, completely false in my opinion. I came over to Justice Thomas's house because his wife had to go do something, and I sat with him, for several hours, just the two of us, and he was broken. But he has his faith, he has his marriage, he has his friends. And everyone who meets Justice Thomas today sees how joyful he is. And, he doesn't care about those people, right? And that's what he says in this book. They damage themselves. They're the ones who did this, and I don't care about them at all. So all these attacks on Justice Thomas, it's like water off his back, And so I think he saw them. He always knew. He has these great discussions about the left and how they are these hypocrites who want to destroy people. And Justice Thomas is unchanged by it. I think it was obviously a terrible lesson and a terrible experience to go through, but he's unchanged.
He is a man of very few words. And I guess fewer questions. He rarely asks questions on the court. Did that ever come up in conversations as to his philosophy, his judicial philosophy on the court?
Oh, sure. Actually, what's great about this book is it's the first time Justice Thomas, he wrote his memoirs in 2007. They end when he went on the court in 1991. Here, it takes you all the way up to 2017, 2018, when Justice Thomas does talk about how he approaches opinions, what's the role of a judge in our society, why the left is so results-oriented. They don't care about the process. They care about getting the results. So it's a really, really candid assessment of, liberal judges and the left and the conservatives. He talks about his relationship with Justice Scalia and all that. Let me go back to him questioning. Justice Thomas always has said, what I don't like is the hot-dogging, the grandstanding by judges and justices on the Supreme Court when, a litigant is trying to make his argument. They're not interested, he thought, the other justices, in listening to what the lawyer was saying. They just wanted to make their point and maybe spar with another justice through asking questions. So he didn't participate in that. So for many years, he didn't ask any questions. But you know what? Once COVID came along and they went virtual and the Chief Justice instituted this process, where he was going to go in order of seniority, and each justice would ask a question. Clarence Thomas has asked a question and several questions in every single oral argument since then, and even once they've returned to the Supreme Court, they've kept that process, and he asked questions. Why is that? Because it's orderly and it's designed to elicit information from the litigant, from the lawyer who's standing before the court making his argument. So again, it's one of those things where, you know, Justice Thomas, and the other thing for your listeners to know, Justice Thomas writes the most opinions per year of any justice for decades. He writes the number of opinions he writes per year is in the 30s, whether it's a majority opinion, a concurrence, or a dissent. A lot of other justices, like Elena Kagan, she writes 10 opinions per year. So when you think about what a justice is supposed to do, they're supposed to vote, and they're supposed to write opinions that lay out their vision. You know, Clarence Thomas's is based on originalism. What is the original meaning of the Constitution? Not what he'd like to do, like a lot of liberal justices. What does he think is the best policy? And so you see it there, where this whole lie about Justice Thomas as a Supreme Court justice and how his performance. He is the most highly performing justice on the Supreme Court, who has the most, is going to have the most lasting impact of any justice up there right now, and I'd say in a generation.
Again, Mark Paoletta joining us. He is the co-author of the new book, just out, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words. I am curious, because you write at length about the rather special relationship between Clarence Thomas and Antonin Scalia, the late Antonin Scalia. Can you delve into that as far as the relationship, especially when Clarence Thomas was new to the court?
Yeah, it's a great story where he says that Justice Scalia is the special of specials, and that he never expected Clarence Thomas to think a certain way. He took him, you know, as a justice, and that was so different from the liberal critics or the liberals who say this is you're a black man, you have to have these views. So he loved Justice Scalia. And it's one of those things, as Justice Thomas says, he was new to the court. So it will never be anybody else like that for Justice Thomas, where they had this trust right from the beginning. And Justice Scalia was really upset with this whole, you know, sort of characterization in the press that somehow Justice Thomas was dependent on Justice Scalia. Obviously very racist. And that it bothered Justice Scalia, and he came to Justice Thomas, and Justice Thomas cracked some joke about it, and that's the only thing it's the only time they ever talked about it. So he has this wonderful, and they also talk about their Catholic faith and how their Catholic formation and how you do things in a process helped him as a judge, both Scalia and Thomas, that these two, you know, people who came from vastly different backgrounds, right? Justice Scalia, born in Pinpoint, Georgia, this little rural town in the segregated South, and Antonin Scalia, I think, growing up in New York, New Jersey, very, very different backgrounds, but they approached the judging the same way. And so, this book is so wonderful in that respect, because the movie is beautiful and powerful, but it couldn't get into all these topics that Justice Thomas kind of went on about in the interview, and that's what I wanted to capture into this book, Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words.
I want to ask you about somebody you touched on just in passing, and that is Jenny Thomas. She has drawn the interest of the January 6th Commission, and I'm curious, what kind of impact has she had on his judicial philosophy, if any?
Justice, they are great. They're the loves of each other lives. They are inseparable. She's a great American. They're dear friends of ours. We have Thanksgiving dinner together with them at their home, and they have Christmas dinner at our home. Jenny is just a great American and a great conservative activist. I think they're going after her to go after to get to Justice Thomas, to try and force him to recuse or attack him and malign him. But, you know, Jenny was a conservative activist. I think Justice Thomas in his, you know, I think the most formative time, I mean, again, I think his whole life, but as he writes in the book, when he's at the EEOC, he gets a couple scholars who work with him at the EEOC, and they do this deep dive into the Constitution and the founding principles and the Declaration of Independence and the structure of our government, how it came together. And that is the most formative period that becomes essentially his judicial philosophy when he gets onto the Supreme Court. First on the D.C. Circuit and then on the Supreme Court.
Let me ask you
again. I think,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but Ginny, like the attacks on Justice Thomas, they're so angry. The left is so angry with what's going on with the court that they're going after. They're just increasing their rhetoric and their attacks, including obviously illegally picketing and harassing Supreme Court justices at their home, which is against the law. And obviously, crazy people spun up by the left to go try and assassinate Supreme Court justices, which is obviously, beyond the pale. But it's of a piece where the left is very angry. And you're seeing it today, actually. You saw some of the Twitter reactions to this. The job of Supreme Court justices is to apply the law, apply the Constitution, not whatever the best policy is. So this Second Amendment case, I love the policy, but it doesn't matter what the policy is. What does the Constitution provide? And that's what Justice Thomas, in his humility as a justice, is going to focus on, and not like I'm looking for fame, I'm looking for praise, or I'm looking to substitute my policy preferences for what the legislatures have put in place. The attacks are going to continue on Ginny, on Clarence Thomas.
Let me just ask
you. They won't bow to it.
I've only got a couple of minutes, and I want to ask you about what we expect maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, and that is the ruling that could end up undoing Roe v. Wade. Can you talk a little bit about what you expect? Is it possible that he might write the majority opinion?
Well, again, so the opinion that was leaked was drafted by Sam Alito, and the interesting thing about the way the court works is the senior justice in the majority of the minority is the one who gets to assign the opinion. And Clarence Thomas, from that leaked opinion, was one of five. Chief Justice Roberts wasn't in it. So Justice Thomas could have written that opinion, could have kept it for himself. He's written many, many opinions calling for the overturning of Roe v. Wade because it's unconstitutional. And yet he's assigned it to his friend Sam Alito, which to me tells you everything you need to know about Clarence Thomas in terms of his humility. So I think that the court, those five are going to stay on that opinion. I hope it comes out tomorrow. I wish it would have come out the day after the leak because it was so outrageous what they did with that. But I would be shocked if it changed just because that opinion was pretty baked when it was circulated. And, I think it's taken so long is because there's probably some concurrences that are in the process and obviously the dissent. So hopefully it will come down and hopefully I'm confident given the justices, they're going to be strong and not be intimidated, which is what this is all about, into changing their votes. And it will be a great thing in America to actually overrule Roe v. Wade, which is an abomination, both constitutionally. There's no right to an abortion in the Constitution. And also just as a policy matter, because it's a barbaric, it's barbarism, what's going on there.
Mark, final question. You mentioned that today is Clarence Thomas's birthday. Is 74th?
Yes, sir.
How long do you expect him to serve? I know the left would love to see a resignation or a retirement from Clarence Thomas. What do you expect from Clarence Thomas?
I think Justice Thomas is going to serve for at least another 15 years. When he was confirmed to the Supreme Court, he was 43 years old, and he said, "They took my good name from me, my 43 years. It took me 43 years to build up. And guess what? I'm going to serve for 43 years. So he's at year 31. So you can do the math. He's going to be there for a while. It's the Thomas Court, and his influence is at its zenith, and it will only continue to grow.
Mark, thanks so much. Again, it's a Mark Paoletta, excuse me, and the book is I can't. In fact, this is one of the few books that I'm actually going to go out and buy. Sometimes sometimes the publisher sends you the book. They didn't do it in this case, but this is one that I will end up buying. It is something that I've wondered about, and now it's there in print. Created equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words. Mark Paoletta, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you, and good luck with the book.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And I'll have the publisher send you a copy. You should definitely have one.
There you go. Thanks, Mark. Mark Paoletta, the co-author of the book Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.